The Mystery of the Pine Marten. This is the Environment Report, and I'm Rebecca Williams. Nearly 100 years ago, a small animal that most people have never heard of was wiped out of the northern forest. In the mid-1980s, wildlife biologists reintroduced the pine marten in two locations in the Lower Peninsula. They thought the population would take off and spread, but it hasn't. And now researchers are trying to find out why. Bob Allen reports.
Pine marten is the smallest predator in the northern forest. It's a member of the weasel family, related to otters and ferrets. It weighs roughly 2 to 2.5 pounds, has big furry ears, a pointed nose, a bright orange patch on its chest, and a bit of a temper.
I don't know how big of an animal they would take on, but yes, they do have a reputation for being quite fierce.
Jill Witt is a wildlife biologist with the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians. She has a marten caught in a wire cage, tucked next to a fallen log, half buried in twigs and leaf litter. Marten lived in the big old pine forests, but disappeared more than 80 years ago after logging, wildfire, and trapping wiped them out.
And I think marten really is a good example of a species that can do well if the forest is allowed to recover and return to and continue on towards a more mature, possibly even old growth state.
The martens that are here appear to be doing okay in the Manistee Forest, but the population isn't growing or spreading. Researchers think one reason might be the prime habitat is isolated, so there aren't places in between for martens to get a toehold. But the study also is looking at other possibilities.
Hi.
Veterinarian Maria Spriggs uses a gas to anesthetize the marten.
Okay. Good little buddy.
She lays it out on a cloth on the tailgate of a pickup truck and monitors its heart rate and oxygen intake.
Oxygenation of 99%.
She's the vet at Mesker Park Zoo in Evansville, Indiana. And she declares it a robust male.
He looks healthy. Nice looking male. He's in good weight, good body condition.
One of the main points of the study is to find out if there are signs of inbreeding or disease. That could be a key reason why the animals aren't doing better. After the fit of a new radio collar meets her approval, Dr. Spriggs places the marten in a wooden box lined with a towel.
Oh, he's waking up.
Although they do have a bit of an attitude at times. Well, I guess if a UFO plopped down and knocked me out and put a collar on me and punched a hole in my ear and all kinds of things, I might not be real friendly when I woke up either.
Paul Keenlands likes the marten's feisty attitude. He's a professor of wildlife biology at Grand Valley State. He thinks forest managers could make a few changes to help martens recover without a lot of cost or restrictions.
I mean, is the ecosystem going to collapse because there aren't martens? Well, no, probably not. But it is, I think, a healthier ecosystem and more fully functioning with as many of the original components as you can have.
For American Indians, the marten isn't just related to the health of the forest, it's also connected to the health of the people. That's why the Little River Band is putting so much effort into this research. Jimmy Mitchell is head of natural resources for the tribe.
We look at most species that were here during the time prior to the big change that occurred, that those all were part of our family. We all interacted. We keyed in on what each other did. I mean, we learned a lot from our environment and how the animals acted.
There's a tradition for families to identify certain animals as part of their clan. Members of the marten clan were warriors and stood for courage. Mitchell says the tribe wants to hold on to those traditions because they still have value today. In the Manistee National Forest, for the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
You can see some photos of the fuzzy little pine martens on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.